Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate stopping by and joining us as we bring you that next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars here today on the C2P. Today we have a fantastic guest. He hails from the Big Sky, three-time Big Sky All-American. He was three-time All-Academic, so he's not only the student-athlete, or I should say he exemplifies the student-athlete, both on the field and off that. It is none other than Ty Whitworth. Ty, welcome to the program. Can you believe your college career has come and gone, and now you're knocking at the doorstep of the National Football League?
It's pretty surreal. I won't lie to you. Started out in high school thinking, oh, shoot, just trying to find the right school. Then all of a sudden, actually got a chance to play, go out after at the next level. So this is an awesome experience.
Yeah, and there's so much to get to with you. I mean, now, I always, from afar, a guy like yourself, you redshirt in 2016. You start 14 games in 2017 as a redshirt freshman. I mean, that's still a tall task. I mean, that's big-time football, D1, Big Sky program. What was it like for you that young just kind of stepping into that offensive line and starting to carve out this niche?
That was the funny thing for me. It was when I first came in 2016, I knew I was going to be the young runt. I knew I had to earn my way, but to actually be told, and I remember this, my O-line coach sat me down in one of my scout team practices. It was towards the end of the season that year, 2016. He told me, you're going to be a starter, so get ready. And to actually step into the role, it was a real eye-opener. I got to tell you, it was a real eye-opener, and I thoroughly enjoyed the experience.
Well, you definitely have, and like I said, the accolades have, well-deserved, and now they're really – something very valuable to have as we build towards this draft process. So let's kind of rewind. Let's go back to the day. Youngster, did you play Pop Warner? And if you did, Ty, I mean, were you always on the line or did you have some other positions till you kind of grew into the guy that we see on the field now?
That's the funny thing. I did play Pop Warner when I was a young kid. And that, yeah, no, I always played off at the line. I wasn't like other kids where they started out at D-line or even started out as some skill guys. I've heard guys that started at safety and now they're college offensive linemen. No, I was always a trench guy. So that's always been my experience.
Always on the offensive side? I mean, I'm sure you might have switched, but basically always been on the offensive side?
Yes, I've consistently been on the offensive side. I mean, I've been high school, I played both ways, but then little injury in junior year of high school, and I just said I told my head coach straight up, I'm just like, coach, I'm not going to make it as a D lineman. I'm going to make it as an O lineman. So, and that's where I've just been O line always. So,
excellent stuff. Once again, we're listening with Ty. We're with the standout Weber State offensive lineman here on the C2P. If you ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, you folks know iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Stitcher. Anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can once again listen to this featured show. So you're right. The accolades. When do you really get the sense? And most of the guys we talk to, Ty, kind of have the same. I think deep down, the self-confidence is not lacking. But when do you really know that you got the moxie to do it? I mean, do you have a great game against a guy that's in the league? Your coaches say, Ty, we see something special. How do you really get that reassurance, I should say, that you got the skill set?
I'd say it's a combination of all the above. I mean, and the fact of the matter is that, first of all, you got to go out and do it. And when you shut, you got to prove to yourself too, before anything else, that you can do it. And then everyone else starts to notice that, and that's when it really does build. But in all honesty, it starts with intrinsic motivation, and it comes from a level of competency too. So it has to start from within, and that's what I found it to be my experience.
Nice. And how about this one? I mean, we throw the film on. You're sitting in that film room with these scouts. What do you think they're going to love about you? What are those tendencies that are going to pop off the screen that they're going to want to bring you aboard that 53-man roster come April?
From what I can tell, I'm probably going to see the tough mental toughness, for sure the mental toughness. I'm not afraid to grind. And also I've shown that I've got some versatility. I've played right guard for most of my career in college, but I also played left tackle in one of our key playoff games, and that was a lot of fun. In fact, that was one of my most favorite games in all of my college career at left tackle.
Well, I mean, just because of the change of position or the importance of it, I mean, I gotta dig a little deeper on that.
Oh yeah, so we had an injury. Our starting left tackle, basically he took an injury and, could not play for the game. And we were already thin on bodies. And this happened this past year in the spring season back in 2021. So spring season, as we're going and we're going to play Southern Illinois, we're doing a drill. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, our left tackle, who's been healthy and, you know, figuring stuff out and actually stepping into his own, he gets hurt. And then all of a sudden, once you know it, they're telling me, hey, you got to go left tackle. And you know what? I was like, okay, all right, this is going to be fun. So just embraced the role for the rest of that practice week and then went in and had one of my best games.
Well, that's great. That's another feather in the cap there. I mean, that's just more positivity as we build towards draft season. Let me ask you this one, and I wish I was more in tune of the offensive philosophy of Weber State Wildcats. I am not, but I mean, What will scouts not see on film, Ty, that they need to know about? Maybe the scheme that you ran didn't allow you to showcase other skills, maybe other positional things, team leader, team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie. What are some of the incentives that these teams should know about building forward towards you?
Well, one of the things that it should probably know is that, I mean, I remember 2017 and even years before that, years after that, where the big criticism was my speed and footwork. And I got to say, when I started in 2017, we started out as a ground and pound team, or power, counter, inside zone. And then after that, from 2018 on, we became more oriented around the outside zone, the RPO game. And I found that that's really helped me understand what it means to have speed and to understand how to attack guys at the second level, how to get the drive reach block. And, these things are still – I'm still working and, continually improving on. But overall, I mean, that's one of the things that I've come to learn. And when it comes to leading guys, I've always been more of a silent type. I try to lead by example, but as I've grown older, I've learned that sometimes you do have to say things that need to be said. You really do. And I've found that exercising that at the right times with the right kind of people. And I'd like to think I've helped the team out in that way. So.
Definitely. And you're right. Yeah. There's a way about being a leader. You can't. You kind of got to pick and choose your battles. Know the right way to say it. When's the right time to say it? And guys will kind of follow along. Let me ask you this: how much do you relish in the idea that you start to get downfield and you see that little safety or DB in front of you and get to light them up?
Oh, it's a great feeling, especially because they're when coming around the left side on power, and the free safety is the free or strong is the first one that has to fill the hole, and he is just eyes wide open, and he does not want any piece of it. It is a great feeling, especially when you're going against D tackles and defensive ends, and you're kind of tired of beating on each other. But then again, I enjoy all of it, so I mean, I don't really mind all of it. I like beating on D tackles, like taking it to the safeties, so it's a lot of fun.
Excellent. And for me personally, Ty, my favorite position to scout, favorite position to put the binoculars on is a feisty offensive lineman. I love when the play's pulling right, this guy's pushing his guy off to the left, and you just kind of follow him 5 yards off the play, you know, puts him into the ground, hand on the helmet as he's getting up. Just all those extracurricular activities of feistiness is why I love the position so much and why I love to have guys that play that line position on the show. And it's why I love to watch it when I'm at the game with the binoculars on them. For you, we're so close. I mean, you know, Gridiron Showcase, NFLPA games, a couple opportunities on the horizon for you that you're eyeing up. In the meantime, and as we build up to the draft, I believe you're working towards your master's. So I think school's kind of, you know, you got that down pat. But how do you kind of plan on being your best you as we build towards this draft in April?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, between working on masters, I'm still going to be training, and I've gone with my finally gone with my agent now. Derek Fox will be representing me with Summit Athletes, and I'm going to be training with one of the guys that he's recommended that I use, as well as what other resources are available. You know, my college O-line coach, and even some get access to some other pro coaches as well, too, and even maybe other players that did it before. So it's going to be a really good time. That's what I have to say about that.
Excellent. So you sign with Derek. I'm good friends with Derek. So when we hang up, at least when I hang up, I'm going to text Derek. I'm like, man, you got a really good one. And I'm going to be excited to hear this response. So you're definitely in good graces. You got a hardworking agent who knows a lot of people who can really help you out. That's a great move on your behalf, Ty. I'm just backing up the decision that you're going to sleep very easy having Mr. Fox in your corner. With that said, we're almost out of time, Ty. We always like to have a little bit of fun with you guys before we let you go. We call it three and out. You ready to take a shot with some of these?
Yeah. I just what's three and out about?
All right, here we go. Coach Hill, Jay Hill, did you do anything in practice? Is there anything in practice that you guys do just to kind of scorch them, to tease them, just to have a little fun that you do with that in mind, but you definitely get his blood going a little bit?
Oh, you know, Fred, you good old, what is it, the freshman skits for the team. Sometimes, you know, you just go straight after him. I mean, he was a former DB himself, played with Steve Smith. I know him and Fox know each other too. So, you know, just bust a little few jokes to roast him a little bit. He gets me every now and then.
How about this one? Usually the offensive linemen are the biggest guys on the roster. Amongst you or your Weber State teammates on that O-line, who's the biggest eater, and what's one of the most impressive meals you've seen one of your guys throw down, or even on yourself?
Oh, my goodness. I've got to give a shout-out to one of my teammates, Meleke. He's a big old poly. He's about 330 pounds, mauler of a guard. Really excellent run blocker. But I tell you, that guy, he can really put some food down. I mean, I remember we went to, I think it was either Applebee's or something like, it wasn't Applebee's. It might have been Red Lobster. It was Red Lobster. And we did the all-you-can-eat shrimp. And, oh, my goodness, I've never seen a man put down that much shrimp before. Never. Not in my life.
Were they good with it? Did they start to get to a point where you got to stop, or they had no problem with him going at it?
Oh, no. Well, that's the thing. It happened in Idaho, and they were just saying, hey, we got a record board over here, so we figured we'd all pitch in. But, you know, he ended up carrying the team on that one.
Excellent stuff. And kind of sticking to the theme of food, April 28th, that weekend as the draft falls upon us, I'm sure you're going to be surrounded by family and friends waiting to hear your name called, Ty. That said, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared to celebrate that special day?
Well, I think the best cook is my brother, my younger brother, and he makes a really excellent New York cheesecake. I thoroughly enjoy it. I mean, he got the recipe from Junior's, you know, the famous cheesecake place in New York City.
Okay. Nice. I can tell you this, that our first younger brother titled as the best cook. So you got that going for you on the show, that you conquered a first that we've never heard. You know, we've had sisters, dad, grandma, grandpa, mom, but never a brother, let alone a younger brother. But that's pretty interesting stuff as well. Hey, Ty, we know you got a lot going on. Best of luck to you moving forward. Safe travels to whatever all-star destination you're going to find yourself in. And with that said, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
It's a privilege for me to, for you to invite me. I really appreciate that. So, and I will keep that in mind. So you guys have a good one, all right?
Dude, thank you. Once again, that is Ty Whitworth, standout Weber State offensive lineman. And he mentioned that versatility. And he got some of that feistiness as well. I was watching what I could of him. And like I said, I love when a kid gets that feisty. And you especially want the O-line guys to have the toughness. If you're weak on the O-line, I mean, it just speaks volume of how it's all going to go south moving forward. But with that said, big shout-out to Ty. And you're going to be hearing and seeing from him as we build towards this draft season. As always, thanks for stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.